Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, we are actually in Lanpang now. I'm in a bar right by the river here, the bridge just opposite. I hope you can't hear the music, because the only problem is that everywhere you seem to go now, there is music, noise, you know, in a sense, like noise pollution. Yeah, myself, if I want music, I tend to put headphones on and keep it to myself, but I suppose it's what people like. So I just hope we don't get a strike off of this and you can't identify with the music that much. But interesting things. We arrived a couple of days ago now. And what I tend to find with Lanpang, one of the good things about it is it's just a very, very relaxed atmosphere. Now, if you're going to be having something like a seems to be mainly Leo they actually have here, as opposed to Chan. Leo seems to be the main sort of drink. We don't mind that too much. It's okay. With a bit of ice as well. So I'm just going to have a little bit of a sip now. So as I say, arriving here was good. We had our taxi driver that we had down in Chiang Mai drop us all the way up. The journey took roughly around about nearly two hours roughly. It wasn't really too bad getting up here. As I said, the price of things like Leo is around about sort of something like, it's about big bottle, maybe 90 baht and 50 baht for a small bottle. Now, there's a lot to do around here. I mean, the other day we went on a carriage ride, and that's, I advise you, that's the best thing to go and do, is to go on a carriage ride around sort of like and have a look at Lanpang. This is the best way to do it. Now, I need some feedback with regards to what you think about these video podcasts, because they're all new to me. Obviously, I do my YouTube videos, but this is new to all about Thailand, and like, because we wanted to show the backdrop and just everything else. Now, Kung is doing what she always loves doing, is having a little bit of shopping. And she's going to the salon and she's going to have like a little bit of a break. It's nice for her, for me, and I can carry on and do other things. Now, here, price-wise, food is really good. So, I mean, let's go into the hotels first. Well, the hotel's good. We're staying in a hotel which is around about sort of 900 baht. It's under 1,000 baht, and you can find even cheaper hotels around here. Now, we went out to a bar last night, which is across from the bridge. I will show you the bridge between the next two segments, let's just say. And we had a really good night. The food was good. We played pool. So the hotels, they're good. The standard, like I always say on all the podcasts, the standard of the hotels in Thailand is fantastic. Even the one that we're even staying in now, we've got like a little mini bar in, and the mini bar is good. Obviously, you do take out of it what you need to take out, and then come the morning, that's sort of magically replaced, which is good. But then again, you do have to pay for it, so it is good. But it's good to have it there, it saves you going out. Now, looking around and places to actually go and see, as I said, we did the carriage ride, and you can see from there, there's a museum. Those of you that like museums, there's temples as well, which are really good. Now, this is the thing. I'd like to say thank you to everybody who is subscribing as well. Thank you ever so much for subscribing and watching. Our listener figures, and now I suppose viewing figures, have gone up an awful lot. And also we are having really nice reviews on iTunes, plus also other platforms as well. So everyone's getting really excited. So this is the point of actually getting involved. If you wish to get involved and come on the show, that would be really good. We'd really enjoy that. And now for that bridge. Well, that's not a bad looking bridge, that is it? Now, what it is, I've had to move away from that bar because the music went up even louder, and I love it. I've been putting things on YouTube as well, and getting YouTube strikes, it's just all a very familiar occurrence, really. But here in Lanpang, the transport wise, you are looking at, don't really have any motorcycle taxis, and don't really, surprisingly, really have any tuk-tuks. But what they do have is what we always sort of like call the bus, the Sontels. And the Sontels are very good. a little bit of an advisory thing. When you're actually staying and coming down here in to Asia and around, really, Grab is really quite a good thing to get. You can get Grab on your phone, you can get food delivered to you, it's food delivery service, plus also it is a taxi service as well. You see where the cars are, and you know, it makes it a lot easier. When I went to the Philippines is when I first introduced myself to Grab, and it was a lot easier. So as you can see, the weather here in Lampang is really, 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 really nice. Now the thing is, transportation is cheap if you use the Grab, and plus also as well, you're looking at you've got museums, entry to museums and things like that, which are all good as well. Yeah, the entry fees are anything between sort of 90 baht to 100, that can change and can also be free as well. There's a couple of museums which we're actually going to look at today, when my wife has actually finished with the salon, you know. But I must say, come down here to Lampang, it is really nice. The food is great as well. There will be other sort of like podcasts as well, the standard podcasts going out about Lampang as well. But honestly, the video podcasts, that they do actually show you some of it. And now we're just so happy to be able to do it. We're going to be moving on soon from here, from Lampang, and going all the way up to Chiang Rai, which will be quite interesting, quite close to the border there. And I think that's going to be a very interesting thing to do. So there we are. This is pretty much the end of this podcast. If there's anything you want to add to it, it'll be great. And I'm now going to go back to the bar and probably get a coffee and a little bite to eat, no doubt.